Sonic 1029.
It's a Sonic 1029 presentation, The Lane Mitchell Show.
Hey, welcome to The Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 47. By absolutely no coincidence, I am Lane Mitchell. This week, we're joined by special guest Hoxley Workman. He plays the Sonic Music Listener Lounge. We'll hear acoustic versions of songs like Striptease and Smoke Baby, and even some brand new stuff from the upcoming albums Meat and Milk, a track called Dance the Night Away. We'll do that. We'll address some Soundgarden reunion rumors and more.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
I got fired this week.
Oh, no.
I did. I so did.
Oh, no. What did you do?
I called in one too many times. Apparently, calling in 3 times in 1 year is one too many.
Hang on. You say call in. Like, what were your excuses?
Like, one time, I locked my keys in my car, and I was late. Another time, I was actually throwing up sick, and I couldn't come to work.
Why were you throwing up?
It wasn't because I was hungover. I actually had the stomach flu. Oh,
okay, that's fine. Okay, and third excuse?
Third excuse, my car actually broke for a week, and I had to take a bus.
Well, you took the bus, and he just went, "What? You're riding the bus?"
Exactly. He
really?
Says that's being unreliable and undependable.
So you got fired for riding the bus?
Yeah, for sure.
I somehow feel like I'm not getting the whole story.
Anyways, I'm in the search for a new job, and I want to work at Sonic. Is there any openings there? Can I do anything there?
You know, funny you mentioned that, Jolene. We actually do have an opening right now for Coffee Girl. And it pays about $80,000 a year. Full benefits. Free concert tickets to every show you can imagine. That all goes along with the Coffee Girl position. Oh, hang on a sec.
What's that?
Oh, really? You know what? I was going to pass your name along to Human Resources, but they just said they found out that you rode the bus, and so they're not interested anymore.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Jesse, have you heard about the new airport security screening measures?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, these body scanners.
That's going to be a scary sight.
Well, yeah, these scanners basically produce a three-dimensional outline of a person's naked body.
The majority of the population isn't that attractive.
I was thinking about this, and, you know, if these body scanners will keep us safe, I'm all for it. But I also think that as unintrusive as they claim them to be, I think we should get to see the screeners naked, too.
Yeah, they should be standing in front of one, too. So, you know, as you pass by, you're looking at them, they're looking at you, you're like, hey, it's up.
Like, what are we afraid of? Like, it's not like we're looking these people in the eye, for one thing.
Yeah.
Because that would certainly be awkward.
Yeah. So,
I don't know why everybody has a knot in their underwear over this.
Yeah.
Better a knot in their underwear than a plastic explosive, right?
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
My name's Lane Mitchell. And I got some really bad news earlier this week. I found out that one of my broadcasting instructors died. Barry Drake, the guy who taught me radio at Western Academy Broadcasting College in Saskatoon, who's taught there like since the dawn of man. I would imagine he taught Garner Andrews. I know he taught Bryce Kelly. He taught me, and it was like 12 years ago that I passed through their doors. And I mean, Barry was there long before that, and he taught right up until his death earlier this week. Now, his death is kind of tragic for a few reasons. One, he was just a super, super great broadcasting teacher. But also, a few months ago, a former classmate of mine who still lives in Saskatoon, he tracked me down. I haven't talked to this guy in like 5 years. He phoned me up and said, "Guess what, Lane? I just ordered a pizza." To which I responded, so? And then he said, "Barry Drake delivered it." Yeah, it turns out our former radio teacher was having some money troubles, and so he was moonlighting. Now, we both had a laugh about it because, you know, more so what it says about our own careers, that, you know, the guy who taught us radio was now delivering pizza. But, I mean, that was, you know, it was superficial laughter, right? You know, deep down, I think it broke both of our hearts to know that the guy who guided us and encouraged us was delivering pizzas. Barry always had something good to say.
A man that had a number of great hits in the mid-80s, Canada's own Corey Hart, with his most recent release, Tell Me.
Yeah, even when you sound like that, he had nice stuff to say. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a reminder about what a privilege it is to work in this business, and that I guess really we're all just one ratings book away from delivering pizza ourselves.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's 5:37. I'm Lane Mitchell, and I don't know if you heard over the holidays, but the star of TV's Two and a Half Men, yeah, actor Charlie Sheen, he was arrested on domestic violence charges. Yeah, against wife model Brooke Mueller on Christmas Day, no less. Domestic violence on Christmas Day. And now undergarment maker Hanes has now pulled its commercials who actually feature Charlie Sheen. You know, arrested for domestic violence. Using an alleged wife beater to sell wife beaters. Yeah, that would be a little too ironic, wouldn't it?
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell podcast.
Now, just under a week ago, the music world was rocked by news of a potential Soundgarden reunion. Said something on Chris Cornell's blog about the 12-year hiatus being over. But the wording of the post is kind of ambiguous, and the message does not say exactly that Soundgarden is getting back together. And a lot of people are saying that it could be a hoax or even just a publicity stunt, including Nirvana bassist, or former Nirvana bassist, I should say, Chris Novoselic, who is kind of tied into the Seattle music community. He says that he poked around a little bit after hearing this rumor, and according to an excellent source, the rumor is not true. So when I said Soundgarden's get back together, did I jump the gun a little? Maybe. I admit, I was skeptical when I first heard that Soundgarden was getting back together, but soon my skepticism was overshadowed by my enthusiastic optimism, which then in turn was overshadowed by something else that was another really big word. But you know, when I actually spoke with Chris Cornell about this a short while back, he didn't seem real keen on a Soundgarden reunion.
I guess the short answer is we would have never broken up in the first place if we were going to reunite someday. And maybe that has to do with why most bands break up. I'm not really sure. But, you know, for us, we couldn't have treated the band Soundgarden and our input to it and the legacy of it better than we did. You know, we put it away at a time when it was great. We made what I think is our best record. So there's really no point in messing with it.
Yeah, so the Soundgarden reunion not looking so likely at this point.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Oxley Workman in the Sonic Music Listener Lounge, everyone.
In your underclothes, you went out for a smoke. I call you in just before the storm begins. Your last breath of smoke you let out in the room. It makes a cloud like the grayest perfect gloom. Oh, smoke, baby, more alcohol, baby. Cocaine in Montreal and back out on the plane, baby. An early flight, we're leaving on it, will be me, yeah. I'll be half asleep, you'll get up at 3. We'll give you time to cry. And we'll give you time to find yourself. And casual as a light flickers before it's night. The sadness comes and the daylight turns and runs. As the sun is setting, you'll be bedding, I'll be getting through. I'll find a payphone, babe, and I'll take some time to talk to you. Oh, smoke, baby, smoke, baby. More alcohol, baby. Cocaine in Montreal and back out on the plane, baby. At early flight, we're leaving on it, will be me, yeah. I'll be half asleep, you'll get up at 3. Time to cry. And who gave you time to find yourself? And I have never felt quite this close to hell. All this rock and roll, baby, only time will tell. We're young now, having fun now, on the town now, get around now, it's fine for now, but someday we'll settle down, but not now. Baby, smoke, baby, smoke, baby, more alcohol, baby, cocaine in Montreal, and back out on the plane, baby, an early flight, we're leaving on it, will be me, yeah, I'll be half asleep, you'll get up at three. Somewhere on the outside. Somewhere on the outside. And who'll give you time to cry? Time to find yourself. Give you time to cry, time to find yourself. And who'll give you time to cry, time to find yourself? And who'll give you time to cry, and time to find yourself?
Thank you very much.
It's a Huxley Workman Sonic Session. Let's smoke, baby. Now, Huxley, you've got a new album coming out in, Tuesday, I guess, Meat and Milk, a double album, though.
Yeah, well, it is two records. It's not really a double, but it's and they're not happening simultaneously. But we've been releasing songs online and stuff over the last month or two. And Meat, the official CD copy, comes out, I guess, on Tuesday. And Milk will sort of slowly come out until maybe April of this coming year as well. And they're kind of different. Milk was made in Sweden with this pop guru guy who's, and the Swedes, they just know how to make pop music. They're like economical and way cooler than we're ever going to be. And so that was fun. And then the Meat record I made in my garage, playing all the instruments, I made it last winter because I was in Australia and I got dumped, I guess. And I came home and I thought, well, I could I could cry for a couple of days or make a great record. So
what can you tell us about Dance to Yesterday?
Well, I wrote it with my Swedish guy, and I think
you put them together with an Allen wrench.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's how the breakup happened. It was over a bookshelf. No, I think that it's funny because I've been doing this job for, 10 years now. And it's like the last 10 years have been a funny time, not only in the music business, but just in culture in general. And things have really sped up. And I also kind of see what is considered hip. And it always seems to be a bizarre throwback to a time that within my own lifetime. It's like we're regurgitating something so close to the source that it almost doesn't feel like it's old enough to be new again. And since I'm a music fanatic, and I kind of have my own feelings about culture and music and where it's going and where it should go and the things that I like and the things that I don't like. And Dance Yesterday was just my funny kind of thing about just poking fun at the fact that, yeah, we keep celebrating stuff that happened 10 years ago, and why don't we just try something new? But I love what happened 10 years ago, so I'm all about it.
All right, Huxley Workman, Dance to Yesterday.
I said, baby, I know we say we're feeling old, but I think that it's the wrong story we're being told. Saving up for working class dreams, restating only slightly worn themes. Decades that just recently passed us, we listen to the oldies show. Oh, and we dance and we dance and we dance and we dance to yesterday. Oh, and we dance, we dance and we dance and we dance and we dance to yesterday. Oh, and the sounds that maybe only reminiscent of romanticized times. And we dance and we dance and we dance and we dance to yesterday. So baby, I played one of your favorite songs at the sound check just before the other band came on. And somewhere between Stephen Morrissey, mind-blowing genius of Jay-Z, I will sit in wonder of career blunders, and I'll listen to the oldies show. Oh, and we dance and we dance and we dance and we dance to yesterday. Oh, and we dance and we dance and we dance, we dance and we dance to yesterday. Oh, and the sounds that we hear may be only reminiscent of romanticized times. And we dance and we dance and we dance and we dance to yesterday. Yesterday, oh, we dance and we dance and we dance, dance alone to yesterday. And the sounds that we hear may be only reminiscent of romanticized times. Oh, we dance and we dance and we dance and we dance and we dance to yesterday. Oh, 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 oh.
Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's a Huxley Workman Sonic session on Sonic1029 and Sonic1029.com. Now, that's a very sort of acoustic version of Dance to Yesterday. The actual album version is very synth-heavy.
Yeah.
That seems to be more and more of a direction you tend to be taking with some of your newer music. Is that intentional?
Well, it was. The Milk record is very much a synthy kind of record. And again, it's kind of a byproduct of working with this Swedish synth producer. Like, it's a different situation. Music is seen completely differently in a way. And when you get to Scandinavia, they love their Euro song vision, and there's just a pop sort of cheesiness that somehow they're able to make cool, man, I think. And so yeah, there's this, in some ways, the Milk record was a record I just handed over to this kid in Sweden and said, I think you're way cooler than me. Why don't you just finish the record and call me when it's done? And to me, like, he's got laser pistol sounds, and it's very different. Yeah. But it's something that fascinates me. And I also knew that there was a situation where I wasn't a control freak. I knew that I didn't have a chance. I could make a record that would feel as cool and as authentic as he could. So
what are you going to play for us next, Huxley Workman?
I thought there's an old song that the radio used to play called Striptease off of Last Night We Were the Delicious Wolves.
Beautiful.
And it's a song, yeah, that, you know, it's one of those songs about your mom teaching you how to have sex.
Are there a lot of those?
I have a weird amount. Weirdly, there's 3 per album.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
In a house by the tracks, I want you back. In a place that's faded black, I want you back, I want you back. All the ways my mother taught me how, I want you now. In any place you'll allow, I want you now, I want you now. Staying true when I'm staying true to you. With your kisses, all I think about the pieces in your moves and your grooves, and the little things you do, the silly things you laugh about. I called, you came. It seems to be the only way. Dreaming of the kissing that I'm missing, truly wishing that you'd listen when I sweetly ask you to striptease for me, baby. striptease for me, baby. All the ways you never ever had. I want you bad. You know that you think you're kind of rad. I want you back, I want you back. All the ways my mother taught me how. I want you now. In any place you'll allow, I want you now, I want you now. Staying true and I'm staying true to you. The kiss is all I think about. The proof is in your moves and your grooves and the little things you do and the silly things you laugh about. I called you, came. It seems to be the only way. I'm dreaming of the kissing that I'm missing, truly wishing that you listen when I sweetly ask you to. Striptease for me, baby. Striptease. I mean it very lovingly. Baby, ooh. In a house by the tracks, I want you back. In a dress that's faded black, I want you back, I want you back. All the ways my mother taught me how. I want you now. In any place you'll allow, I want you now, I want you now. It's never very hard staying true when I'm staying true to you. With your kisses all I think about. The proof is in your moves and your grooves and the little things you do, the silly things you laugh about. I called and you came and I called and you came and it seems to be the only way. I'm dreaming of the kissing that I'm missing, truly wishing that you listen when I sweetly ask you to. Striptease for me, baby. Striptease for me. And I mean it so lovingly. I'm not a dirty guy so much. Striptease for me, baby.
Thank you. So Huxley Workman's Sonic Session. Now that right there is some classic Huxley. Aren't you a little young to have classic Huxley Workman?
It was a funny song. It got written and then it did its, it kind of has a life of its own. It kind of goes ahead of me.
But I mean, like, you've written what, this is album 4000?
Yeah, I know, it's up there.
Like, I mean, your first one came out in what, sort of late 90s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 12 years and 10 albums. Like, that's impressive. You know, a lot of bands, it's like they come out with an album, go to rehab, do a tour, go to rehab, then come out with another album like 3 years later. And I mean, you're rolling out 10 albums in 12 years. That's, where does all this material come from?
It's just my job, I guess. You know, I don't think it's exceptional by any stretch. It's just something that, because I work at it every day, usually, so.
You're not slackers, like you don't just bugger off in the middle of the day from work, you know, to.
No, I don't do that. No, my job comes with a certain slack requirement anyway, so I get enough slacking in, there's no doubt about that.
Before we get to your last song here, I understand you just got engaged.
Yeah.
I was like, was I not supposed to mention that?
I didn't expect you to say that, but I did actually. I'm a really lucky fellow, actually, to be honest.
So what's her name?
But I'm just telling you, I'm incredibly lucky.
Okay, well, I guess that's all. I understand you got one last song for us, Huxley.
Yeah, sorry. and this last song is a total like downer. It doesn't really pertain to how I'm feeling anymore. But it's a song I wrote when I felt this way, so I can't judge these things. You know, I can't. I don't write the laws of me. I'm not the boss of me.
So a breakup, a hookup, and an engagement.
Exactly.
So my condolences, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly what this song is. It's from the Meat record.
I thought of settling down. I thought of leaving it all behind for you. Ooh. Sometimes things gotta change. Sometimes things will work out before they do. Oh, 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 oh. I guess this is what we're supposed to learn. And I guess this is what we're supposed to learn. But learning is so devastating, devastating. Oh, oh, oh. And devastating, devastating. And I thought of taking it back, but words have a life of their own, and once they're said, they're gone. And we cried till we were dried out, and we tried till we were tried out, and that was all we had. Oh. And I guess this is what I'm supposed to learn, and I guess this is what I'm supposed to learn. But learning is so devastating, devastating. Oh, oh, oh. Devastating, devastating. And I hope you know that I care. I hope you know that I loved you till the end. You were there, sleeping peacefully, lying in our bed. Ooh, oh. And I guess this is what I'm supposed to learn. And I guess this is what I'm supposed to learn.
Meat and Milk, first half of which comes out Tuesday, and Hawksley Workman plays the Winspear Center March 14th. Tickets on sale at the Winspear box office. Thank you so much for coming.
It's Lane Mitchell Podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at Sonic1029.com.